Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's amazing, you know, you hear this statement called long wolf terrorist, you know, and you know, dogs, you know, we see dogs today that are trained and pretty much okay, but wolves are violent. Carnivores that just travel in packs, small packs, and they kill people and destroy things and kill cattle. They're, you know, farmers have to kill them because they're going to kill them.
Yeah. You mess with the wrong dog, a dog will kill you. Imagine a wolf.
But it's almost like a default setting, like I always talk about, when, you know, you have this mass killing and you have all these people, stuff stolen and gruesome murder scene, and everybody's so concerned about it. Mm-hmm. And then they make this one statement, like long wolf for terrorists. They say it was drug related.
Yeah.
it's like, and everybody just defaults like, oh, okay. It was your neighbor's house that just got mutilated and robbed. Drugs or no drugs. Long wolf or not long wolf, the key word is terrorist. Mm-hmm. Long wolf, you take away, take away the word long wolf, right? Long wolf, and leave the word terrorist. Terrorist.
Hello. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and you think, you know, that the Pope gave a shout out to Mecca during Mecca when that horrific accident, the crane fell and killed people that were there during the Mecca. But, and pray, wanted to, first thing he wanted to do was pray with the Muslims. The first thing he wanted to do.
Wow.
And when he was in America is when he gave that shout out. You know, he was in New York. And yet, you know, and of course, everybody's not the same, but radical people that are walking Quran correct, right?
Oh, I like that.
In alignment with the Quran, that, you know, it's and the unfolding of this particular 100-year plan, which I have right here. By the way, I said that right before the break. I have the universal proclamation to all the people of Islam. Published by the National Society of Defense, the seat of the caliphate.
Wow.
Every bit of it. All the things that we're talking about is right here. It's available to you on the VFN Torch. But we even have parts of it highlighted that we could read to you about it and just like try to talk about it. They're talking about it. But it's a spelled out plan. And so when somebody's threatening you, you know, Hitler was threatening to do the things he did and nobody believed him. When somebody threatens to take your life, bomb your nation, you need to pay attention to them. You need to take them at their word.
Absolutely.
I remember when I was in law enforcement, an officer, and I was making an arrest. You know, we're both two officers. And the guy says, you know, I'm going to kick you. Right? And he just, like, rusted off. He's cuffing the guy. He's doing different things in regards to getting things ready for the arrest. So he's not really paying attention to the suspect. And the suspect does exactly what he said. He kicked him, you know. And I looked at him. I said, well, he told you he was going to kick you. You should have paid attention to it. And right now, I mean, even with North Korea, we're talking about Iran potentially in the future having nuclear weapons. And everybody's concerned about it, and rightfully so. It's the worst case scenario for Israel, the Middle East, and America. But the leader of North Korea has them right now. And one of the prophetic visions that was given, or dreams that was given to Michael Bodea, was, which is Dmitry Duterman's son,
grandson.
Whose word, by the way, we have his grandfather's prophetic word on the VFN Torch. You need to hear about it because it's called Through the Fire. And he saw America on fire. He saw each particular city that was on fire. He saw Russia coming into America. He saw the nuclear reactors being hit in America. He saw all the synergy of Americans focusing to something that happened in the United States, in the middle of the United States. And everybody started putting resources that way. And then all of a sudden, the outside borders were attacked. And of course, you saw very specifically, God showed you a plane dropping all on the border, right? So, I mean, that what makes an aquarium, the fish swim in an aquarium, is the tank. It's got borders. The water has borders. There is no aquarium without that tank. Mm-hmm. What makes America a country is our borders. Without borders, we're not a country. And so anything about the borders, wanting to loosen them up, do away with them, and that's the things that God's showing me, you know, showed Demetrius Duderman, showed John, showed others, that the borders, we need to secure our tank, you know, the walls of our
nation,
country.
Yeah.
And that's the purpose. If you look at the one of the main responsibilities of the President of the United States is to protect us from enemies foreign and domestic and to guard our borders, because there is no country without the borders being protected. And what you're looking at consequences for the nation turning away from God, you know, partnering with the enemies of Israel, allowing, you know, 57 plus million children aborted in our nation since 1973 and still supporting it. You know, 530 folks, the majority of them supporting it in Washington, D.C., and two-thirds of America still for it as well. I mean, God's answering to that, and it just keeps pushing and pushing, pushing further. But think about this. North Korea has a nuclear weapon already, and they're within reaching distance, reports are, of California. And so many words have been given about California. It's amazing. You know, somebody asked me, do you think I should move to California? I was like, you obviously have not been watching the program recently. But, you know, with that, there was a deal cut in this vision, this dream Michael Bodia got was that President Putin, Russia, China, and North Korea cut a deal, a financial deal, in regards to let's make war basically against the American dollar so that it wouldn't be dominant anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's happening right now. They just okayed $20 trillion worth of debt just the other day. I mean, it's already just been beat to stew and back. Well, if that's happening, why wouldn't the nuclear capabilities of Iran, of North Korea, why wouldn't that happen? If that deal went down, and who would better, because China would love to be able, who's supplying reportedly North Korea, Russia, who's reportedly supplying missile technology to North Korea, plus nuclear material. And you see what Russia's doing, as we talked about in earlier programs, everywhere. Why wouldn't they use North Korea as the launching pad? They used it for the big cyber attack that hit Sony. Why wouldn't they use it for something else, right? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, let's go now as they're talking about a potential nuclear attack or attack coming from North Korea on America.
North Korea threatened to nuke us again this week, and then Secretary of State John Kerry issued a stern warning to them. Well, do you think North Korea takes him seriously? They're looking, saying, you just gave Iran $150 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously?
Yeah.
North Korea's going to take this as a warning?
Right.
I mean, something really bizarre is going on here with our government.
Super bizarre, because they're crazy. They're talking about North Korea and you're talking about Iran, and you cannot trust either one. I mean, they're crazy. They don't think like we think. We don't.
There's a North Korean attack. I believe this, Jim, with all my heart. There's a North Korean attack coming on an American city on the West Coast. I believe the Lord showed me this in, I will tell you, it was July 2003. And here's what happened. I went home and I was kind of weary. I'd been on the radio at that time for about 4 years, and I was preaching and preaching and preaching that America had to repent, and I was just weary on this particular day. And I went home, and I was about 6 p.m., and I'm praying, and the Lord, in that prayer, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, stop praying. I want you to go to your computer and write a letter to your ministry partners and tell them why you're on the radio. I heard this. I was praying. The Lord said, get up and write a letter. So I went over to my home computer, started writing this letter, and I'm just pouring my soul out. Here's why I'm on the radio. It's not because I want to be on the radio. It's not because I have any desire to do this. It's because God showed me cities on fire. And so I'm pouring this out in this letter. And I got to this paragraph, and I said, I believe the Lord is telling me that North Korea will launch a surprise attack and take out an American city on the West Coast. Again, this was July 2003. As soon as I finished that paragraph, the Holy Spirit said, stop. Go outside. Now, this was July 2003. I'm living in Texas. You know, it's still early evening, still daylight, you know. I heard the Lord say, stop, go outside. So I went out the front door of my house, and I looked up in the Texas sky, and there was a massive cloud that looked like a mushroom cloud. And I just stood there looking at it, and my wife Susan came out, and she gasped. She goes, looks like a nuclear bomb. I said, I know, honey. I said, the Lord just told me to come out and look at this. That was the confirmation to me. He was telling me, that was 2003, you get that letter out. You get that letter out and you tell the people what's coming. Here we are now in 2015. North Korea is regularly saying, we are ready to use our nuclear weapons any day. In fact, yesterday they said it would make them happy to use them. Jim, the people, most people don't even know this is being said, and the people who do know about it just write it off as, oh, he's crazy. Yes, he is crazy. He's demon-possessed, and he's got his finger on the bomb. This is the devil. The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
And the devil wants these madmen to do these things. It is the loving God who has protected us.
Yes.
But we've got a God who's saying, he's looking at us saying, you don't want me anymore.
That's right.
Why should I continue to protect you?
Exactly.
Rick, that's the bottom line.
Yes.
This is so important, you know, hearing, you know, all the prophetic voices and you know, everybody hears in part and prophesies in part. But like I said, you know, it already happened with Michael Badia's, you know, that I had to tell Michael, this is what the Lord told you. And it's all taking place. And you're looking at, if you are a power like Russia or you're a power like a economic player like China, I mean, you don't want to do the dirty business in your own nation.
No, of course
they're going to use a useful idiot, right? Mm-hmm. So they say in the Rules for Radicals and those methodologies, have and have nots. But, you know, you have this lights out, you know, oppressive regime who he says, you know, just saying he's obviously demonically, you know, oppressed. He puts himself up as God over his people. You know, his father was a god, he says, and he's a god, and people worship him. And people were doing eye surgery in North Korea on the people. And when they would remove the cataracts, this would be the first time they could see. And the doctors came and did that, but they made the people sit there, and a huge picture of him was in front of them. So the first thing that they would see would be the leader's face.
Wow.
I mean, that's how, you know, evil's present. Well, he has nuclear capabilities. He's upset and offended with,
a movie
that came out about him in North Korea. And not only that, when I think about it, I think about, you know, when we get back from this break, I want you to hear a word that was given to, you know, Isaiah Ramos as he talks about this particular leader coming to America and people running for their life. You got to be able to hear this and watch it. Here we're talking about, you know, having an understanding how North Korea, we're just hearing right from this particular report that, you know, God was showing to him that they were going to attack a city on the West Coast. And Kim Jong-un is the name of the leader of North Korea. And that prophetic dream that I told you about, we just happened to have Isaiah Ramos in the studio with us. And welcome to VFN TV. Can you share with us that prophetic dream that the Lord gave you? Tell us a little bit about that, because this is the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, that's making these threats, that sent this computer cyber attack to Sony, that's reportedly going to attack a West Coast city with nuclear weapons. But what did the Lord show you?
Okay, so what God showed me in the dream, I was with my friends, two other people, Jonathan and Christian, and we were just hanging out, and then we saw this garage door open, and we decided to look in. So
it's like a garage door in a house or something.
Yeah,
like that. This is a prophetic dream.
Yes, okay. And at the time, things were going on.
How was everybody feeling? What was it like at this point?
It was kind of like, you know, just a regular, you know, kids just goofing off and stuff. So we looked inside, and then I saw like a TV on, and these two people were talking about plans and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that struck fear in me, and I was like, oh, I gotta go. Right. So
what kind of plans were they talking about?
I don't really know, but I felt like in my spirit, they were like getting ready to like attack or do something wrong.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then after that, I went to across the street, and then they came back to us, and they say, do you swear on your God that you didn't hear anything? And I said, no, I can't because I heard something. And then the translator at the time, I saw this man, Korean man,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't even know who his name was.
Right.
And
but you later found out.
Yeah, and then I later
that it was the leader
out.
Of North Korea, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I saw a picture on the VFN torch, mm-hmm. and I was like, that's him. That's him.
Wow. So he's actually in this vision, this dream. It's almost like God's revealing the strategies of the enemy to you,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to tell you, hey, swear to us you don't know our plans,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. So the Kim Jong-un, I believe mm-hmm. his name is, he was speaking to the translator, and then the translator showed us, we're going to take you, and we're going to torture you.
So he would speak in Korean, then the translator would translate what he just said.
Yes.
Wow. And he says, we're going to do what?
We're going to get you, and we're going to torture you, beat you, and all, you know, these things.
Wow. Okay.
So then all of a sudden, I'm in like the front door of the Washington, the White House.
Wow.
And
the White House in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Okay. So, and, we have a threat of attacking, some sort of plan. Swear by your God you didn't hear this plan. The translators say, we're going to hurt you. We're going to
mm-hmm.
harm you. Then all of a sudden, the Lord puts you right in front of the White House.
Yes.
In this dream. Okay.
And at that time, Christian was gone. I didn't know where he mm-hmm. was. I mean, it was like they were picking off like one by one.
They were picking you off one by one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was like that.
So that kind of situation was happening everywhere? It felt like that, or at least with you guys?
It just felt like with us.
Mm-hmm.
us. Mm-hmm. And, then I walk into the White House, and it looks like there are these people all in, like, the hallway
mm-hmm.
type place. They were looking at computer monitors and checking everything. And I see, like, a car driving over. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's him. So I run inside.
Him meaning Kim Jong-un?
Yes.
Oh. And coming to the White House.
Coming to the White House. And then they move us to this room. And then I see President Obama. And then.
So you're in the White House. You see Kim Jong-un in this prophetic dream. Pull up to the White House, people start shifting around, and you ended up mm-hmm. in a room. Was the president and everybody kind of moving away from Kim Jong-un? They were worried about him?
I think that they were trying to like set up some type of like wall or something.
Defense?
Like, yeah, defense mechanism, mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're trying to figure out something and to at all costs protect the president.
Right.
And then I turn around, and then Jonathan's not there with me anymore.
Right.
And then I look.
So Jonathan abandoned you. No, I'm just saying. It's a joke. It's one of his friends.
I don't know the details of that, but I didn't know where he was. Yeah. And so then I look at President Obama, and I could see, like, he's scared.
So the president is terrified about what's going on, and you looked at him, and you saw this fear mm-hmm. in him. Okay.
And then.
And Kim Jong-un is still outside the White House coming?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we see this helicopter outside the window. Mm-hmm. So then he says...
We meaning you and the president?
Yeah, me and okay. the president. And he looked out the window, and then he says, come and help me, come and help me. So I help him out the window, and then
So you helped President Obama leave the bath... Was it a bathroom window?
It was just like a regular window that we had in a room.
So you... So he's scared. Fear got a hold of the president
mm-hmm.
and both of you guys, and he's going first. He says, help me, help me, help me. And mm-hmm. you actually helped him get out of the window.
Yes.
Okay. What
and
happened then?
He goes into the helicopter, and then he just leaves.
He left you?
Yeah.
You just helped him?
Yeah.
Wow. And North Korea basically was threatening the White House in that dream then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear, and you happen to hear that report about the supposedly that reports are, what was revealed to Rick Wiles, is that North Korea will bomb or attack a city on the West Coast. It mm-hmm. kind of makes sense when God has shown you that, huh?
Yes.
Wow. And so so how did you feel when you were seeing all that go down?
At first I kind of felt like I was forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just left me.
Right.
And I felt like abandonment.
Right.
The church.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like he didn't really care about me.
So he left America, he left the White House, and he mm-hmm. left you. He just took self-survival, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program and sharing that with us. And I want you to stay, if you'll stay the rest of this program right now, because this is what the Lord says in Acts chapter 2, I believe, is he says that he will speak and reveal what's happening through dreams and visions. He said, your young people will see visions and your old people will have dreams and God speaks to us. And think about this. Now, Isaiah did not know anything about what Rick Wiles was hearing. He didn't even know who Kim Jong-un is, but yet God showed him Kim Jong-un. When you hear about these threats happening on the West Coast, you see all the words coming out towards what God is showing us potentially is going to happen in the southwestern part of America, and you're seeing these particular things happen. It makes you realize, hey, we need to pay close attention, because it doesn't look like our leaders are going to be there for us. If you missed our last program talking about lights out, about a cyber attack on our power grid, and Ted Koppel's new book called Lights Out, and how we have to prepare because, you know, tough times are coming. A great harvest is coming where many people are going to come to God. We got to brace ourselves because it looks like America is being betrayed, and potentially Russia, North Korea, and even China maybe having a plan to be able to shift the world as we know it. Isn't it interesting that Jesus, in his ministry here on earth, looked at the religious folks, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he says, because they were saying, God is our father. And he goes, yeah. He said, your father is the father of lies. He's been a liar from the beginning. You listen to your father, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of things going on right now, and it's a religious, I mean, all this Islamic caliphate, you know, jihadists, Islamism, you know, all this stuff happening. Mm-hmm. You look at the attack on, you know, everything Jesus, you know, you even saw in that video footage that we showed in Rome was, they says Jesus is the servant of Allah.
The slave
of Allah, is what he said. And then you hear the reports of Rick Wiles talking about what the Lord revealed to him, that a Western city would be attacked by, and that's his, what God's revealing to him, by North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Well, then you hear, you know, Michael Badia hearing before all of that, you know, about Russia, China, and North Korea, and that comes to pass. Iran, people are worried about Iran having nuclear weapons, and we should be. But North Korea has them now, and they're partnering with Russia and China. And China is in a very precarious situation right now with their economy shaking and everything kind of, you know, dangerously, you know.
Desperate people do desperate things. Yes. And with North Korea being very, I mean, they can't even feed their people right now.
Yeah.
So I almost feel like everyone's looking at the right hand, Iran, watch what the left hand, North Korea, wants to do. And they're looking for that opportunity, you know, moment to do it.
Yeah, and it's...
That's the church praise, I mean.
Yes, exactly, praise. And realize this, too. We've been told so many negative things about us. And President of King College no more, but it used to be...
Dinesh D'Souza.
Did a movie about America talking about, you know, the negative narratives that have been spoken over...
We're going to make that related. That's a great movie.
But he talks about five basic, I believe, lies or narratives have been spoken over America, and he undoes those lies. But to understand it, that we are like this sleeping giant, and we no longer believe, the people in America no longer believe that it's a nation, well, not everybody, but you're getting this narrative that, you know, we're not the third largest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world.
Right.
But we still are. We still are. And, but if you don't believe you are, you're like that sleeping giant in the nursery rhyme. You know, I forget the name of it, the I'll think of it in a moment. But he's laying down and he's sleeping. And while he's sleeping, the little small people were throwing little small strings and ropes across him. And they tied so many around him that even though he was strong, he couldn't get back up again. And right now you're looking at the churches sleeping. You're looking at America sleeping and believing all the negative connotations. And if you look at Rules for Radicals, written by Saul Alinsky, methods taught by even our president when he was an organizer, Hillary Clinton did her term paper on Saul Alinsky. We have all that in previous programs, and mentored by this guy, that they talk about, you just got to tell, if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes true to people. But also the threat is bigger than the actual thing itself. That's actually one of the things. And so you have all these threats going on. If you believe the threats, you know, you just drop your weapons, you drop your confidence, you drop your belief in what you're doing because you believe what they're saying about this country. This country has done some pretty pretty bad things, but they've done some pretty good things. And, you know, God said to Abraham prior to the ministry of Jesus Christ on this earth, he said, if I could find about Sodom and Gomorrah, if I could find, you know, 10 righteous, you know, just a few righteous folks in the city, I'll spare it. And there are people in America who love God, lots of people, and who pray for America and support missionaries around the world. And that there's so many, but it's just all these lies and narratives are being, you know, the Putin, it's the Putin king, the Putin giant, I think it's called. But they, you just can't believe all that. It's not true. We still are the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. There's a reason why Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, I know the American people are with us. You know, he's saying, I know they're our friends because, you know, that he wants the strength of America with him. And there's a reason why China, 1.23 billion people, India, 1.2, 1.3 billion people are still have a usurpient type mindset towards America because our military is stronger, our strength is stronger, our economy is stronger, all these different things. But if we don't believe it is, it won't be anymore. Mm. You know, ever how you believe it is, that's what it will be. So if you believe that you don't have the strength, if you believe that God's not powerful enough, if you believe the lies of the enemy that says our nation wasn't founded by the grace and the mercies of God, and he allowed this nation to rise, and he says very specifically, I will bless a nation if I want to. And if I want to remove that blessing off a nation, I'll remove it. I'll bring nations up and I'll bring them down. Mm. If he speaks good things over a nation and you're going in that direction, but all of a sudden we rebel against him, he said he'll take back those good plans. But he says if we repent, he will keep those good plans going on. So he's watching us. It's not God going, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. He's saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, America? What are you going to do, pastors in America? I think it was Spurgeon that said, if there's any issues in America, it's because of the pulpits in America.
Wow.
Because we need to be teaching. You look at the survey done by George Barna, you know, the 12 top things that American Christians are saying they want their pastors to preach about. We'll make that available to you. But they're saying these particular issues, they want to know about North Korea. They want to know about Iran. They want to know about Israel. They want to know about terrorism. They want to know about all these different things. It's like the top 12 things, 97%, wow. I believe it is, are saying they want their pastors to talk on this. And so it's like, what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to do? We're going to lay down and be sleeping and allow these lies to kind of tie us down? Or are we going to stand up boldly and say, wait a minute, God bless this nation. We can repent. We have a God that's merciful, that's kind, that's long-suffering. And mercy means not getting what you do deserve. God can have mercy on this country. We can stop the things that we've done. We can repent and acknowledge them that they were wrong. And we can turn back to God and say, God, we want you. We want to hear from you. We want your ways. We need your grace. We ask for your mercy. It's called repentance. And times of refreshing will come on America if we do that. Times of refreshing. Yet these things are happening, and men do scheme against God, and they scheme against the people of God. They scheme against nation, rising against nation. God, Jesus said, this will happen. Don't worry about it. When these things happen, look up. Your redemption draws near. But know this. These things are taking place. And suddenly, in a moment, in 6 minutes, as we talked about this week, in seconds, suddenly, as he talked about Ted Koppel yesterday's program, talking about there's no time to prepare. At least with nuclear weapons, you had at least 20-something minutes. This is going to be just suddenly. But you know what? Suddenly, our Lord's going to return, and he's going to blow the trump. They're going to blow the trumpet, and he's going to take away his folks. The question is, are you one of his folks? And when the trumpet blows, will you go with him? We shared our testimonies at Meet My Father. How we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. Go there and find out today how you can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Cry out to him for mercy. He loves you. This whole thing is being allowed to get your attention to see if you would look up and call on him, though he's not far from you. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. I want to pray with you. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for speaking. I thank you, Lord, for Rick Wiles. I thank you, Lord, for CBN going, doing these stories. I thank you, Lord, for Isaiah Ramos and speaking how you spoke to him, Lord God. And I thank you for our audience, those that are listening and those that are watching. God, I pray for an alertness, protection over America and our borders, Father God. End all the nuclear capabilities of North Korea, we pray, Lord God, and Iran, and, you know, cancel the plans of Russia as they're scurrying across the globe right now, Father God. Protect our nation. Awake, church, awake. Arise, church, I pray. in America, in the world. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.